Everyone, welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week, show after show, just breaking those myths that mompreneurs and businesswomen are dabbling in between bake sales and getting our nails done. We're not. We are smart, we are savvy, and we are sharing the wisdom of women in business and in life, and I'm excited to be bringing today's guest in. Lynn Power is a 30-year advertising executive. Most recently, she was the CEO of J. Walter Thompson, New York, and she's turned entrepreneur. Lynn and her co-founder, James Hammett, launched Mossamy in February of 2020. Mossamy is clean, premium hair care with a unique Japanese ocean botanical for massive hydration. Mossamy is luxurious and high-performing without any bad ingredients. No sulfates, parabens, nothing. It's vegan, cruelty-free, and their debut line consists of shampoo, conditioner, shine serum, and styling cream. I'm going to tell you, I actually used the product yesterday, and this morning, and I'm going to share my experience. So with all that being said, Lynn, welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Oh, thank you so much, and I love that you used the product. I'm sure we'll have plenty to talk about.
You know what? For those of you who follow the show and everything else, I'm using my, you know, picture celebrating my lovely gray hairs and all of the cool things that are happening. And I have very, very long hair. And 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I did a keratin treatment and it completely altered my hair because I used to have Rosanna Dana hair. And I'm not joking. I mean, just big, thick, curly. You cannot believe the curl in my hair. And ironically, doing the keratin treatment completely altered my hair texture. And then I did a Botox treatment for my hair, which is not as severe as the keratin, and it eliminates all of your frizz. I did that 2 years ago. I don't wash my hair very often, and I have really healthy hair, so I'm always very skeptical about what I will put in my hair. And I'm going to tell you really honestly, yesterday I was on a Zoom call, and I used the serum, you know, rubbed it in my hand, put it in my hair, and my hair was shiny, smooth, lovely, looked fabulous on camera. And then this morning I shampooed my hair. And it is the first shampoo I have ever used. You know how it is when your hair is wet. And my hair is down to the middle of my back. My hair feels like wet straw and it just is dying for conditioner. And my hair was so soft just from shampooing that I couldn't wait to condition my hair. And now it's in a bun because I let it dry a lot before I finish drying it. Can't wait to use the styling product and the shine serum again. So Lynn, I'm going to say really honestly, this is a fabulous product. So explain how you made a shampoo and why hydration was the key to it.
Yeah, and thank you so much for, you know, trying it and using it. And, you know, it's been a labor of love, we'll just say that. So my co-founder, James, actually worked on the formulations for 10 years. No joke, 10 years. And the reason is because it takes a really long time to create clean products, which means no sulfates, parabens, or phthalates, but that are also high performing. Because most of the time when you take out the chemicals, you know, you're taking out the performance. And we're so conditioned as consumers to want certain things when we use products. We want foam and we want lather and we want, you know, it to perform a certain way. So to find alternative ingredients that are actually good for you that can provide that level of performance was really hard. So that was one challenge. A second challenge is we wanted to create products that were super, super hydrating, because when you solve hydration for people, you solve a lot of their other hair issues. You know, you talked about like frizz and sort of unmanageability and just overall hair health. A lot of people want more volume or shine. And I always used to get so frustrated because I worked in advertising a long time, actually marketing a lot of hair products and cosmetic brands and skincare brands. So I worked on L'Oreal, for example, on all their hair brands. And, you know, they basically grew their business by launching more versions or SKUs. So, you know, now you go to the store and it's like you have to choose between the moisture version and the shine version and the color treated version and the volume version. And we just said, you know what, that's actually really not consumer friendly at all. We want to simplify things. If we solve hydration, we only need one shampoo. There's only one. And it works for all that stuff. It gives you the shine. It gives you the volume. It gives you the manageability. It's good for color-treated hair. It just makes things so much easier. But the challenge in creating a product that's all about hydration is, and I don't know if you've had this experience, Dory, but when you use a lot of heavy moisture products, they can really weigh your hair down. So you might have really moisturized and hydrated hair, but it might look greasy because it's just the products are so heavy. So we wanted to create the hydration, but without the weight. And hence, that's where our Wonder Ocean Botanical comes in, called Makabu, which we put in powder form because it allows us to cram more of the active ingredient in the product and not have it be heavy. So that took a little while to figure out as well. But the result is, you know, you do get the performance and you don't have any of the toxic ingredients, which most hair care in the U.S. still has, which is crazy to me, but it's true.
It's amazing. And I have to say, I mean, the hydration is, it's nothing like I've ever felt before. And I can't wait to try the styling cream to see what the finished product looks like for my hair. How did you launch this in the midst of COVID?
Great question. Well, okay, first of all, we launched in February, and we were working on everything for 2 years leading up to that. My partner worked on the formulations for 10 years, but once we knew we had those pretty well figured out, then there's the branding and the packaging and the sourcing and the, you know, all that stuff to sort out, right? So we worked, you know, it took us 18 months and 2 years to get everything lined up. And then we launched in February at New York Fashion Week. We had two shows. And they were, of course, at the time in February, nothing was closed yet. So they were live shows in very small rooms in New York City with lots of people crammed in. I think they were oversold. And only a few weeks later, we were under lockdown. So part of my answer is ignorance is bliss, because who knew, you know, at the time that we launched, we just, you know, we didn't have the knowledge of what was going to come. And I probably would have been a lot more daunted about the whole situation if we knew just how crazy it was going to be. Now, having said that, the good thing is we were a direct-to-consumer brand, which means that we're heavily e-commerce oriented. We have our own website. We're also on Amazon. So we don't rely on brick-and-mortar salons or stores, you know, to be our only business model. So we do have those partnerships as well, but that's helped us through COVID as well, because we could really focus on digital and focus on building our customer base and focus on content and really do all that other stuff. And now that things are opening up again, we actually are in a few salons. We're in Spoken Wheel. Did you know that salon, Dory?
Which salon?
Called Spoken Wheel.
No. I have not heard of that.
They're amazing. They're really, really good. They're about 6 years old. They have 8 locations across the U.S., so like L.A., San Francisco, Palo Alto, Chicago, Boston, New York, Nashville. But they're excellent, and we're in there, and we're doing a partnership with Dream Dry as well. Here in New York City. So, you know, things are opening up again. But it's definitely, with COVID, it's definitely been sort of, you know, unpredictable at best, right? It's like some days our business is fantastic and other days it's like crickets and you just don't know. So you just have to be ready to pivot and to adjust and figure things out as we go with everything going on. In fact, we had shipped product out to Spoken Wheel in California. They opened up. They were only able to open up for a day or two, and then they had to shut down again because then suddenly the governor decided too soon, shutting you guys. So it was crazy. Now I think they're back open, but they can only do it outside, which is a whole different challenge. So, you know, I think everyone's trying to just figure this stuff out, right?
You know, let's face it, that's what I was saying, launching now and having your launch happen a couple of weeks before all of this hit is tremendous, because it is not like anything we've ever dealt with. We are in a completely, but you know what? This is a temporary situation. And the reality is we're learning how to adapt to all kinds of stuff. It's like, okay, so how do you make this work? How do you make that work? until we go back to regular life. I mean, you know, this isn't going to last forever. So every time I hear the new normal, it's like, no. It's the temporary, because in the grand scheme of the universe, this is a horrible drop in the bucket. I mean, personally, I mean, I lost my father to this May 8th. So, you know, it truly is personal for me, what we're going through. But it is a temporary situation. This isn't. And so good for you that you are getting out there, even though now they're having to cut hair outside. It won't last like that forever. But, you know, hey, what a nice thing to be outside getting your haircut. You know, it's got to be nice for the person getting their haircut. Really challenging for the one doing the haircut. But
yeah,
you got to go with what you've got, right?
Yeah, you got to make it work. And, you know, I think it's tough for the salons. You know, I think they're trying to figure it out as best they can. I think the good news is there's a lot of demand. You know, people have been dying to get to the salon. So
right. It's
not for lack of customers at this point. It's more about how do they manage, you know, the traffic flow and the keeping only a third capacity or whatever it is, and the 6 feet distancing and all that other stuff too. So I do feel for the salons. You know, people don't realize a lot of them are small businesses. A lot of the stylists have been furloughed for several months. I mean, it's tough. Some salons that I know that I've spoken to may not come back. You know, they just may not be able to figure it out. So anyway, an encouragement to anyone listening, go support your local stylist and salon.
And you know what? For the flip side of that, though, if they're not open in your area, how wonderful that they can get your product online, because as you said earlier, you were always an online business, so you weren't dependent on that. So, you know, that's the good news. And the really good news is when your salon opens in your area, bring it with you. Bring the MasterBeam products with you and say, hey, I want you to use this on my hair, and you really should be using this in the salon. Word of mouth, that's why we're word of mom radio. Tell a mom. They'll tell other moms all about it, because let's face it, as women, boy, do we love our hair, and it really is supporting women and everything that we do to look good for ourselves. Forget other people. We should be looking good for ourselves.
Yep, I totally agree. And it's also important. I think I've been learning a lot more over the last couple of years about just why you should be using clean beauty products. And people don't fully realize, and I think there's enough awareness out there of that, but people don't fully realize just how much bad stuff is in your beauty products. And not just the hair care, but your skin care, your makeup, everything. I mean, there's formaldehyde in some cosmetics. It's like, clearly not good for you. So that's also another thing I'm really trying to encourage people as we're going through this health crisis, is like, use it as a time to educate yourself about a lot of different aspects of your life to be healthier, beauty being one, obviously food and other things, you know, things you can do in your home and other things. But, you know, it's like trying to look at the glass half full, you know, try to use it as an opportunity to reset.
Without a doubt. And, you know, it's one of the things I have to say that I love about what we do here on Word of Mom Radio, because there are so many women out there making a difference for other women. And we champion all of this all the time, sharing how important it is. Because let's face it, as much product as you could make, you could never make enough product for every woman in this country. It's, you know, no one company could ever become that. Everybody finds where people are looking for their most. And it's wonderful to have the opportunity to share, because it is what it's all about, just sharing the wisdom of women in business and in life. And so we're going to take a quick break. We're going to say thank you to our sponsors, and we'll be back here on Word of Mom Radio in just a moment.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than one in four children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
From the beach to a ball game, from your office to a locker, StadiumBags.com has the clear bags for you. Don't let our name fool you. We are not just for sports fans. The great thing about our bags is, yes, they meet the size requirements for pro and college sports. More importantly, they have the quality, versatility, and style that will stand up to years of use. You can feel free to clean your bags with the solvents that are going to keep the germs away from your home and your personal belongings and still make safety and convenience coexist. So find us at StadiumBags.com. You'll see why we are your clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
And we're back here on Word of Mom Radio. We are talking with Lynn Power and Masami, the clean premium hair care with unique Japanese ocean botanicals for massive hydration. And it really is just a wonderful hair care line. I want to ask you, what is the importance and how have you focused on the sustainability in beauty, in what you are creating?
Yeah, I mean, that's an ongoing sort of, I want to say, both challenge and opportunity, right? Beauty as an industry is not super sustainable, you know? The amount of plastic we generate, the amount of stuff we're pulling from the environment. So when we created our brand, we just decided if we're going to take something from the earth, we're going to give back to the earth. It's just super simple. So we set up the Masami Institute. That whole idea is to help fund ocean research to educate and rebalance the ocean ecosystem in Northeast Japan. We're starting small, obviously, but we're doing what we can. And that's where we get our main ingredients. So that just made sense to us. But we're also creating a large size refillable bottle, because the fact that we're in plastic packaging has always irked me, but it's really hard when you're a brand that's in the shower and you're around water and can't really be in glass. So we're going to try that and see how that works and if people are interested. And, you know, it's a little bit of trial and error, I think, to see what we can do, because a lot of it is dependent on consumer behavior and what people are willing to do. You know, like, we could create this amazing product, but if nobody really wants to deal with a refillable bottle, then, you know, it won't really take off. I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know what? There are going to always be a group of people in this country and in the world that will go that extra mile. For other people, they're like, yeah, I'm not shipping the bottle back, you know? But I'm going to honestly say, in my life and in my family, there are definitely people that would ship the bottle back. So
okay,
how do you do that? How does that program work?
So this isn't just shipping it back. It's a large size bottle that is made out of ceramic that's beautiful, that you can have in your shower for years. And we will send you cardboard refillable cartons so you can just keep filling it back up. So we just are trying to eliminate, you know, just that extra packaging waste.
That
it does require... It, you know, it requires a little bit of work, because you got to order the cartons, you got to refill it yourself. But I mean, it's not that hard, right? Like, people do that with lots of other things all the time. So that was our thought, is at least let's give people the option. And I'm a big, like, design aesthetic person, especially stuff like in my bathroom. I don't like ugly design. And there's so many hair care products that just look bad. They're not pretty or attractive to have in your shower. And so to have a beautiful, elegant bottle is also, like, for me, just it's appealing, you know?
Okay, so I'm trying to visualize this. I'm a total visual person. So
yep.
It's the bottle, and then you refill it. You're the packaging that you're refilling it, does that go into the shower with you? And that way you don't have to worry about it breaking in the shower, and you're not using plastic.
And you're not using plastic. So, yeah, so that's the idea, is that the bottle just stays in there. You just refill it when it's low, and we have, you know, these recyclable cartons that are basically cardboard cartons for the refill cartons. And yeah, it's and then you're at least, you know, we're estimating it'll eliminate something like 30 bottles. So that's a lot. You know, that's a lot of plastic we're able to keep out of the landfill. You know, because it's challenging recycling, because there's, you know, we've been talking to TerraCycle to try to figure out, you know, that whole system, and can we plug in there. But it's hard, because in a lot of communities, colored plastics are not readily recyclable, or there's restrictions as to which types of plastic, and they're all different for everywhere you live. So it, you know, sometimes I find people just don't want to deal and they'll just throw stuff out, which is not great because then it gets in the landfill. So it's actually quite complicated when you get into it because there's no super easy solution. But my attitude about all of this is we got to try, you know, and if it doesn't work, we'll try something else. And hopefully we'll eventually get to a point where we've got it working pretty well, you know.
Absolutely. Now, I mean, question. It doesn't have to be the cardboard bottles that you supply. You could have a different bottle that you could just refill, correct? Of your
totally.
Own personal? Yeah. Okay. See, that makes sense to me. It absolutely makes sense to me to be able to do that. Because I was always that mom and still mom from, you know, grandma now, you know, my Mimi over here that has the bottle under my sink. And then I have, because I'm like you, I like something aesthetically pretty that I use my soap, but the soap that I use is dye-free, blah, 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 seventh generation, yeah, blah, blah, or whatever the name of it is, you know, because I've always thought along those lines and, you know, have always been really fortunate. I haven't used anything that's not organic on my face or my hair since I was, I don't know, 14. And my cousin was a recycler back when there was a recycling plant in New Jersey, and the only thing they took were those plastic bottles. And she used to fill up her entire car and trunk of her car and drive there. That's what I'm saying. Like, in my personal life, this is going to be something that, well, everybody should be doing, really.
Right. I agree.
You know? And so good for you for leading the charge in this.
Well, I mean, I love what you're saying, but, like, hopefully it'll start happening in other categories, too, so people just get more used to that, you know? And it'll just be, like, second nature. That's what I would hope, so that, you know, it's just people expect almost to get refillable things. I mean, that would be amazing. I hope that happens.
I am right there with you. And like I said, good for you leading the charge and doing it in such a clean way, going as clean and as deeply clean as you are with these hair care products, because, you know, I mean, let's face it, your hair, it's you know, I mean, what else can you say? And it's hard because, let's face it, there are people out there that are losing their hair for whatever reasons. And it's not our hair that makes us beautiful, but when you have your hair and you want to make it look lovely, you want to use things, because people forget you're going into your scalp. You know, all of the things that you wash your hair with, your body with, you're absorbing. And I don't think people really realize, look at all of the toxic illnesses out there and what we're putting in ourselves that are, you know, helping it grow.
I don't realize also how absorbent your scalp is when you're rubbing detergent into it, you know? So there's that, yeah.
And let's face it, we're taught to, you know, wash our hair, you know, and get your scalp clean and everything, because that's where all the, you know, good oils, bad things, whatever, you know, because there's so many different hair types. And I love that your product works for all of it, because as you were saying, all the different things, it begins with hydration.
Yeah, and I think, you know, when we created the products, we did a ton of consumer testing on lots of different hair types and every ethnicity we could find. So I was really happy that people that have, like, the biggest hair challenges seem to like our product the most, but it's not perfect. I mean, there's always people that are like, it didn't really do anything for me, you know. But I will say, in our testing, I would say about 80% of people that try the product really love it. Like, it's so, you know, I think there are always going to be people that are on the outside that just don't really find the benefit. And the irony is those people are usually the ones that don't really have any hair issues. They have great hair to begin with, so they don't really need, you know, something else. Whatever they're working or using is working fine. So anyway.
But you know what? That's why there are, for people like me with the Roseanne Rosanna Dana hair and the things that I've had to do to tame my hair and have hair that blows in the wind and then goes back down on my shoulders. You know, I'm Italian, Spanish, Polish, and Puerto Rican. So, you know, for me, it was like, whoa, I have hair like my cousin, who was just totally Italian and had this beautiful hair, where mine was just going to keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger every time the wind blew. So, you know, you got to go with what you got. But again, back to the hydration and the fact that it was always because it was dry and frizzy. So moist leads to calm. It just makes sense. It's basic science. Am I right?
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, the way you're describing your hair, I think a lot of people would kill for your hair. I mean, I'm like the opposite of you. I have very thin, you know, it's getting thinner as I age even, and I color my hair, so it's kind of fried. So, you know, I sit here and hear you talk about, like, your voluminous hair, and I'm jealous. But everyone has their own quirks, right? And you always want what you don't have. It's like when I was younger, I wanted a perm. I wanted curly hair, and I got a perm when I was in high school. The worst thing I've ever done. It was hideous. But, like, you're jealous of the curly-haired people, so you want that. And then the curly-haired people are going and getting their hair straightened. So I think everyone should just try to make the best of what you've got, you know?
I am there 100% with you. And the funny thing is, because of the fact that, like I said, 3 years ago or so, that I got that first keratin treatment, I only wash my hair every 4 to 6 weeks. And I had a hairdresser a long time ago that told me because of my hair, the longer I could go between washing it, I don't have dandruff, I don't get oily. So I'm really lucky because I've always used good product. And so that's why I said, you know, in trying this, I always want to speak from authenticity to our listeners and to my guests, because it's honoring you and your work. I'm really impressed. And I can't wait to see what it looks like once I fully dry it, because I know how it feels, and it feels great. It really does. It feels great. So as we are wrapping up, Lynn, please let everyone know how to find you and then share your last thoughts with us.
Sure. So I'm on LinkedIn personally. Masami is too. And my social handle is Lynn Powered. Masami is at Love Masami Hair on every social channel. And our website is lovemasami.com. So it's lovemasami.com. And I guess my parting thoughts are that, you know, I just would encourage everyone to just educate yourselves a little bit about your products, what you're using, what's in them. It can be really confusing because there are no standards around clean beauty in the U.S. So start with the basics. Just look for stuff that's sulfate, paraben, phthalate-free. Those are, like, really known bad things. So start there, and then hopefully you can work your way out and just start to clean up, you know, what you're using.
Thank you. And those are awesome words to be leaving our listeners with. It really is. Just educate yourself. Turn it around and read the label.
Yeah.
And I always same thing when I eat. If I can't pronounce it, an ingredient, then I probably shouldn't be eating it.
Right.
So I always thought of it that way, and I thought about it that way with my hair care and skin care as well. If I had to really look up in the dictionary what this is and what it's going to do, maybe I shouldn't use it. So congratulations on launching this line, your commitment to clean beauty, and all of the pivoting that you are doing right now, because you're leading the way. And I really appreciate it. Lynn, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. For all of you tuning in here on Word of Mom Radio, thank you so much for spending time with us. We're going to close out with our fabulous theme song from Smith Sisters Bluegrass. So until next time, this is Dori DiCarlo saying go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.